My granddaughter said, I don't want to get grown up. It's too hard to open jars.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
A Sunday school teacher was talking about forgiveness and wanted to make sure the kids understood. Can anyone tell me, she said, what you must do before you can be forgiven? There was a pause, and a little boy stood up. Sin, he said. Forgiveness. It's at the core of our faith, yet few things can be more difficult. Larry and Pam know this all too well. One day when Larry was away, a stranger broke into their home. He beat Pam and shoved her into the master bedroom. Throughout the assault, Pam prayed she'd survive and prayed he'd leave, but he didn't. Instead, he tied her up, then ransacked the house, screaming, I'm not through with you. I'll take whatever I want from people like you. Pam lay there, eyes scrunched, praying. Then she heard footsteps. They stopped just a few feet away. Pam waited and finally opened her eyes. Her assailant was looking at the wall, clenching and unclenching his fists. Above the bed was a painting of Christ. On either side were Bible promises on plaques. I am with you always. I am the way and the truth and the life. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Somehow a sense of peace washed over Pam. Hurting people isn't the answer, she said quietly. The only way you'll ever know peace is to know Jesus Christ. He reached for her car keys on the nightstand. I came here to kill you, he said, but I changed my mind. He pointed at the painting of Christ. You can thank him for saving your life, he said, and he was gone. After committing another crime, the man was captured. Larry and Pam were asked to make an identification. They pressed charges, and Pam asked if she could talk to her assailant. They were ushered into a small room where Pam told her attacker, After you assaulted me, my husband and I hated you for what you did to us. But we're through hating. The law will hold you accountable, but we're not your enemies anymore. For 30 minutes, Pam and Larry explained why they had forgiven him and how the love of Jesus could replace his anger and hate. They told him how he could give his life to Jesus Christ. And the criminal responded to their Christ-like forgiveness, and miraculously, his life of crime was reversed. At the same time, God breathed new life and purpose into Larry and Pam. This horrific event became a cornerstone for a nationwide ministry where they would tell thousands of prison inmates of the power of Jesus to transform hearts, rub out bitterness, and turn hurt into healing. You know, we live in a culture where revenge or withdrawal seem like the only logical and authentic responses to mistreatment. But Christ showed us a better way. Hanging on a Roman cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Tim Keller wrote, If we don't defeat evil through forgiveness, evil wins, in the world, in the perpetrator, in you. Ernest Hemingway, the famed American writer, grew up in a devout Christian family, yet never experienced the grace he longed for. He once wrote the story of a Spanish father whose son ran away to Madrid. The father, in a moment of remorse, took out an ad in a newspaper. Paco, it said, meet me at Hotel Montana, noon Tuesday. All is forgiven. Love, Papa. Now, the only trouble is that Paco is a common name in Spain. And when the father arrived at the square, hoping to meet his son, 800 Pacos were waiting to be reunited with their father. Each time we forgive, it's as if we point to a portrait of Christ who has forgiven us. Today, may God give us the grace and strength to forgive.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died. Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.